you, Lord. Truly, there is none like you in all the earth. All the believers should be celebrating that. And as I was watching this anointed choir, the voices and Minister Jeff, and truly there is none like you. And the song came to mind as you're always singing. He took, what is it, what I used to be and made me who I am. There is none like you. Amen. Brother Daniel, we thank God for you and your spirit this morning. He took, do we need to hear a little bit about that? Because there's none like our God in all the earth. So he can take us with our messed up stuff and use us. Even in our brokenness, he can still use us.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Just a little bit of that. Because we all need to just listen to these words.
You took everything I was and made me what I am. And with all I am, I worship you. You
come on, worshipers. You understand those words.
And made me what I am.
Come on, worshipers in the house.
All I am, I worship you. You took everything I was.
Think about what you used to be.
You made me what I am. And with all I am, I worship you. You took everything I was and made me what I am. And with all I am,
God, I worship you.
You took everything I was and made me what I am. And with all I am, I worship you. You took everything I was and made me what I am. And with all I am, I worship you. You took everything I was.
Thank you, Lord God.
And made me what I am. And with all I am, I worship you. You took everything I was and made me what I am. And with all I am, I worship you. You took everything I was and made me what I am. And with all I
everybody
am,
should be worshiping God if he's transformed
you
your life.
Took everything I was.
Has he transformed
made
you?
What I am. And with all I am, I worship you. You took everything I was and made me what I am. And with all I am,
only God could do it.
I worship you. You took everything I was and made me what I am. And with all I am,
come on, choir.
I worship you.
Oh, you
took everything I was and made me what I am. And with all I am, I worship you. You took everything I was and made me what I am. And with all I am, I worship you. You took everything I was.
All my stuff.
And made me what I am. And with all I am, I worship you. You took everything I was and made me what I am. And with all I am, I worship you.
Make it personal,
you.
One voice.
You took everything I was and made me what I am. And with all I am,
reason to celebrate,
I worship
our God.
You. You took everything I was and made me what I
and to God be all the glory. None like our God. Hallelujah. None like our God. To take a message, turn it into a message. It's none like our God. He can take your mess and turn it into a message for Him. Amen. We thank God. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We thank God for His Spirit that dwells and just hovers in this place, and the Spirit that He's put in us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He loved us so much.
Hallelujah.
I love that word. It says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. Let us pray. God, we thank you for this day. This day, God. A day that we've never seen before, but God, you woke us up and brought us into your house. And God, we worship you. God, we praise you just because of who you are, God. God, we love you. We magnify you, God. We lift you up, God. We give you all the glory, God. God, we thank you, Lord, that you are forgiving, God, and that you have patience with us, Lord God. God, thank you for your love, God. Thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, yeah. God, we thank you that you are faithful, God. So, God, help us be faithful to you, Lord God. God, meet the people where they are, Lord God. We're all on this journey, God. We're trying to get it right, God. So help us, Lord Jesus. Meet us right where we are, God, and grow us up in your word, God, that we'll go out and tell somebody about your love, about your power of healing and converting and transforming us, Lord God. Help us all, Lord God, in this sanctuary to be more like thee. Yes, God. God, if there be anything in me that's not like you, God, strip it away right now in the name of Jesus. God, I'll stand here, God, and just declare whatever you give me to your people, Lord God. God, when I said yes, I meant completely yes to your will and, God, to your way. So have your way in me this day, Lord God, and let your presence, your power, your anointing just flow free in this building. It is in the name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Yes, I get excited about God because only I know my complete journey. But I'm still able to talk. I'm still able to walk. I'm still able to see. And God, I thank you for that. God, with all my stuff, you thought I was worth saving, God. So you deserve my hallelujah, God. You'll always get it, Lord God. So I just want to talk to my God for a minute. I don't know how often you have a conversation with God. But sometimes I just got to talk to my God because he loved me so much. He forgave me of so much. Hallelujah. And he thought I was worth saving. He died for me. God, thank you. So God is taking us to the epistle of Ephesians. Amen. As many of you know, I on Communion Sunday, I used to go to the Gospels. But God is saying, there is a message for Ephesians this morning for the church. Ephesians, as you navigate to the fourth chapter, be mindful that Paul, the Apostle Paul, is writing to the church. These instructions are not for unbelievers. he is writing to the church. In my Bible, it says, living as children of the light. God has a mighty work for us, but our light must shine. So we must learn how to live as children of the light. So this is our word this morning, and I'm going to back it up a little further than I thought. So if you go to chapter 4, and let's start at chapter, verse 29. Holy Spirit, I'm getting ahead of myself. If you have a Bible, go to chapter 4 of the Epistle of Ephesians and go down to verse 29. I believe this is a relevant word for our church. I just believe it because God gave it to me. So I believe God. And in the NIV Bible, it reads like this. Open your spiritual ears and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to our church. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you have been sealed for the day of redemption. Paul wrote, get rid of all bitterness. Paul is saying, get rid of all rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Remember, this is for the church. This is not to unbelievers. He said then, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. But just please remain standing for a minute. I pray that this will be a personal message for each of us on this communion Sunday. God, help me. So do not look to your right or to your left. But say to yourself, God, help me. Get over it and let it go. So I can grow. You may be seated. God, help us all. We can't do it without you. My prayer for our church and for even everyone under the sound of my voice this morning, that we will grow spiritually and become spiritually healthy and mature and live out our God-given purpose. See, we all have a purpose. So that's my prayer for each and every one of us. Living the abundant life that Christ died for each of us to have. So people of God, just hold on to this thought. Christ, our Lord and Savior, did not die on that cross for you to live a defeated life. Amen. But he died that you may be whole and healed and live abundantly. So he gave this message to us this morning, our Heavenly Father. So just tell the people these words. He has a great work for us, and he wants to root out some stuff in us. And he's saying, tell them, get over it and let it go. Get over it. And say, I don't know your it. So God is talking to your heart now. So you can just fill in that blank. Get over it. And let it go. Church, we spend too much time really reflecting on others in terms of their behavior and what they're doing. But the truth be told, we cannot control what others do. We cannot control what others say. We cannot control others' behavior. No matter how hard you try. Am I right about it? It is only God who can change a person's heart, which then will result in a different behavior. Yeah, you can pray for them, but it is not your assignment to try and change them. I would suggest to each one of us this morning that we would put the mirror in our own faces and begin to ask God, God, help me. Help the man or woman in the mirror to get over it and let it go. God, help me get rid of that stuff that's not pleasing to thee. God has said to this church, I want you to grow up. I want you to be whole. I want you to be healed. But it starts with a man or woman in the mirror. It does not start by looking to your right or to your left, trying to judge or correct someone else. So let's just go through a few questions. Is there anybody here this morning that's struggling with bitterness? Come on, let's be real in this place. The apostle is saying to the church, get rid of it and let it go. If you are struggling with rage and anger, if you have anger issues, the word of God is saying to someone this morning, get rid of it and let it go. Get over it, people of God. God has worked for us, but you got to clear your heart out. Oftentimes we talk about the fruit of the spirit, and the children know them all. But I would suggest to you, when Paul was writing about rage and writing about anger, he was talking about people operating in the flesh. I would suggest to you, if you observe these type of behaviors, whoever it is, pastor, it simply means that they need to pause and renew their mind with the word of God. Because we're talking about God doesn't want us to act like the world. He's asking us to follow his word. Mm-hmm. The Bible says be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may discern what is the will of God for your life. I would suggest to you that God does not want us as believers to operate in the flesh. He does not want his people to walk around with bitterness, fussing and a cussing. See, I just don't believe that's the will of God for us. Oh, no, it's not. I would even suggest to you, as God looks down at abundant life, he said, tell the people, I sent Jesus so that they can be whole and they can be healed and they can be kind and they can be compassionate one to another, forgiving each other, just as Christ has forgiven each one of us. So as I was listening to the voice of God last night, I said, God, well, they will tell me that, Pastor, you have told us about forgiveness so many times. But God is saying, however, talk to the people again. So I stand before you being obedient to God, because obviously we don't have it quite right yet. See, I would suggest some broiling is going on in the church. Some fussing is going on in the church. Some anger is going on in the church. And we're not always kind and compassionate one to another. In order to do his will, church, we have to get this thing right. See, in abundant life, we are not going to play church. We're not going to run and shout on Sunday morning and act like a fool when we go out that door. God requires more of us. Oh, yes, he does. That's why the message is coming again. Get over it and let it go. God knows us. God knows what we do, what we think. He knows what we need. So this message is coming to people of need. Get over it and let it go. Holy Spirit, help me. God is saying to the church, I have not given up on you yet. So that's good news. The word yet means there's still hope for us, you all. Come on, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, God. God, we want to be in your will. God, we're sick and tired of being sick and tired of doing it our way. We want to get rid of it, God. So help us all, Lord, through the power of the Holy Spirit to get rid of it and let it go. You fill in the it for yourself. I don't know your it. You don't know my it. But there are something things I need to get over it and let it go. Holy Spirit, minister to your people. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. See, families and friends, even in the church, we're struggling, y'all. But God has made it so plain. Forgive one another. This topic just oftentimes triggers a lot of discussion. Because we can all relate to it. So search your heart this morning. Is there anything in there that you really need to get over it and let it go? See, you can't do it by yourself. Only the power of the Holy Spirit can help you. But you must seek God's will and ask him, God, help me. We have to trust the Spirit that lives within. God is saying to someone, let go of that baggage. It's too heavy for you. I've already made a way for you. Stop trying to handle it yourself. The baggage only make you weary. The baggage only make you angry. And you're striking out with the people that have nothing to do with your bondage. Nothing to do with your chains. God said, get over it and let it go this morning. I'm right there with you. I won't forsake it. You are able to do it. Apply my word. Come on, Holy Spirit. Let go of the pain, he's saying to someone. I just know it hurt you so bad what they did or what they said. But I will help you. See, last week we learned about the word help. It means to put an end to it. So when you go to God and say, God, help me with this stuff that's in my heart. Basically, you're saying, God, put an end to my hurt. God, put an end to my pain. God, put an end to it. God, I want to be in your will, but I hurt deep down. But this day, God is saying, what is he saying? Get over it and let it go. God, put an end to whatever I'm going through this morning. Hallelujah, Lord God. Help me, Lord Jesus. A gentleman that I respect a lot, Nelson Mandela, has been asked many times how he emerged all those years and how did he survive all those years in prison without being bitter. He simply said this, bitterness only hurts oneself. Remember that. Oddly, many of us are bitter. Yet they still won't forgive. It's something working down in there. It's a poison. And Nelson Mandela said this, if you hate, You will give your enemy your heart and your mind. And you don't want to give up either one of those things. So it says to us this morning, God is saying, get over it and let it go. Don't let anybody infect your mind with their behavior. Don't let anybody corrupt your heart with their behavior. His one key to wholeness is this. Letting go of the pain and the hurt so you can grow in God. Let it go, people of God. Looking good on the outside. All dressed up and smiling. But you got this poison down inside. God said, I want to root it out. I want to just get it out of you. But seek the power of the Holy Spirit. You can't do it on your own. And seek God's will for your life. Oh, yes, he's able. And see, I understand. People say, preacher, it's easier said than done. Sometimes it is difficult. But nothing is too hard for God. See, we try to do it on our own without God. What is your it this morning? Really? What is it? Trust God with it. And when the altar's open this morning, leave your it at the altar. And watch things start to shift in your lives. See, I believe all of us experience some things in life when you're pushed to your limit. God, I've forgiven them enough. God, I just can't tolerate this person or this thing anymore. See, I'm just sick and tired of them. But you always have to go to the Word to get your answer. God, how do I deal with them? Don't try it on your own. It won't work. And that's why Christians live defeated. They're trying to solve things the world's way. Come on, somebody know I know what. Somebody know I'm right. The Word of God speaks this way. Peter had a conversation with Jesus. How many times should I forgive my brother? Peter said 3 times. Y'all know the story. See, Peter knew that the elders had said, the church had said, if you forgive 3 times, you can just cast that person aside. But the compassionate Jesus said what? I do not tell you. I'm sorry, he said 7 times. But they told him 3 times. Please forgive me. But Jesus said, I get excited about this word. Hallelujah. See, Peter did say 7 times. Because, see, 7 times was the number of completeness. So knowing that the elder said 3 times, you know, his chest was kind of sticking out. Jesus, I'll forgive 7 times. Come on. See, have you ever been there just proud of yourself? See, I'm not going to kick them to the curb 3 times, but the 7th time, they out of here. But Jesus being Jesus, he said, see, there is no limit. 70 times 7, Peter. That means that you're not supposed to count how many times, hallelujah, you forgive someone. Think about God and your relationship. How many times has God forgiven you? Suppose it was only 3 times, and then you are on your way to hell. Come on, somebody. Suppose it was only 3 times. See, make this thing personal, because it's easy to see over there and see over there. But put that mirror in your face. Suppose he only would forgive you 3 times. Where would you be today? Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, let me just tell you something a local doctor said in Bowie. He said, one of the key problems that I encounter among my patients is bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness. He said it is killing the people in the form of high blood pressure, heart disease, and cancer, just to name a few. We must get rid of it, get over it, and let it go. Otherwise, it's going to kill us, you all. I'm just telling you. So the relevant question as I try to close here is, how do I let it go? How do I let it go? If you've been hurt, if you've been disappointed by people, if you've been wounded and deceived by someone. See, you tried the cussing and the fussing and the name calling, and what did that get you? So let's look to Jesus. What did Jesus do? Jesus did not retaliate when people insulted him. When he suffered, just get this in your spirit, he did not threaten to get even. Anybody want to get even with somebody? Hallelujah. But he left his case. We're talking real now. Somebody say, keep it 100. Got some people you want to get even with? But we're believers. We're going to follow this word. He didn't retaliate. He put everything in the hand of God, who always judges fairly. Give it to God. Don't waste your time on that. God is the judge, people of God. The Bible tells us, can you follow this? Do not repay evil for evil. Come on, you all. We're just talking real. This is a conversation now. Husbands, wives, I'm going to get you. Church members, I saw the way you looked at me when I walked in. Come on, you all. I'm just saying. The Bible says, vengeance is mine. I will repay. You just wait on God to handle those people. Leave it up to God. He's the avenger. Then trust him to heal your heart. See, people of God, we got to get with this thing. We have to follow this word if we want to be whole and healed. God can handle those people. You probably will mess it up anyway. Just make it worse. Come on, somebody. Focus on God and his word for you. And I'm going to try to close this. Secondly, be mindful that Satan hangs around day and night waiting to exploit the weaknesses of Christians. See, one of our greatest weaknesses that he loves to exploit is unforgiveness. They're up in the church, but they can't forgive their brother or their sister. They're up in the church, and they can't forgive their husband or their wife. Bitterness will divide your home, will divide your church. Oh, yes, it will. And the Bible tells us a house divided. Come on, you all know the word. Can you apply it to your lives? Come on, you all. We're good at reciting scripture, but can we live it? This is my assignment, you all, to put it out there. You do what you want to with it. Because it's the word. I didn't make it up. Amen. Sister Sylvia gave me one of the greatest compliments in Bible study last week. She said the first time she heard me preach, it was nothing to get happy about. That woman up there just preaching the Bible. I want somebody to make me shout and run. That was the greatest compliment because God has given me just a word. I'm not here to entertain you or make you happy. I'm here to help you grow in this word, to transform your lives, that you may be disciples and that you will walk in the will of God. So get over all this foolishness. That's my assignment. I'm clear about my assignment. You can be entertained at the club. You can watch the comedy shows if you want to be entertained. That is not my assignment. My assignment is to give you the word of God, to empower you, to be a difference in this world so people will recognize who you are. That's my assignment. Thank you, Sister Sylvia. Amen. Some people may have been hurt. Oh, I don't make you laugh. I'm only to give you what God gives to me. And God is saying to someone, as you forgive others, forgive yourself. Too many of us are holding on to stuff that we need to get rid of, that we're holding on about mistakes we have made, things that we think we shouldn't have done. But God tells me in his word, if you confess your sin, he's faithful. He's just to forgive you. So whatever it is, get over it and let it go. Don't let anybody bring your past up and remind you of what you used to be. They're still in the past, but you moved on with God. Somebody ought to say amen. Get over it and let it go. Come on, Holy Spirit, let's wind it up. And as I begin to close, Jesus is our model of forgiveness. He teaches us the way we should go. He not only taught about forgiveness, he lived it. He lived it. He demonstrated his willingness to forgive all of us. Read your Bible. He forgave the woman caught in adultery. He forgave Peter, who denied him three times. He forgave the thief on that cross. He forgave the people who crucified him. Remember, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So the ultimate forgiveness story is what Jesus did for all of us. See, he thought we were worth saving, church. So he could have come down from that cross, but he decided to stay just for you and just for me. See, on this Communion Sunday, we celebrate what Christ did on that cross. He demonstrated his love for us while you were in your mess, while you were acting unforgiving. He died for you. While you were cussing and a fussing, calling people out of their names, Christ died for you. See, God knew we couldn't get it right on our own. So he sent us a Savior. The ultimate story that Jesus teaches us. Amazing, isn't it? Come on, y'all. Amazing. The amazing grace of God. The undeserved favor of God. See, that's why I tell y'all often, amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace, help me somebody, that brought my liberty. Come on, Holy Spirit. See, I do not know why Christ came to love me so. See, this is my testimony. He looked beyond my fault and saw my needs. Church, I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died just for me. I heard somebody say, how marvelous. How marvelous. The grace that caught my dying soul. See, I was on my way to hell, sinking deep in sin. I don't know your story, but he looked beyond my fault and saw my need. The amazing grace of God. So I'm going to try to wind it up. I am. So I say today, God want us all free. Erica used to sing a song, no more shackles, no more chains. I'm free. See, that's what God wants for us all. So recognize you can't do it all alone, but you look to the cross and you declare victory belongs to Jesus. So I look to the cross for help. God, help me get rid of it. God, help me get over it. And I turn my situation over to you, God, because victory belongs to Jesus. And I'm just going to try to end with that.